Welcome to the discipline of feasting on the word, a time in which we simply allow God's word to speak to us without interpretation or conversation or discussion. We just let it be on its own. This discipline uses only scripture and silence as its two components. And so the scripture is the same passage which is read four times in total, with silence interspersed between those readings. 1 minute of silence following the first reading, 1 minute of silence following the second reading, 3 minutes of silence following the third reading, and then we conclude with the fourth reading, carrying the scripture into our day. The reason for the longer period of silence following the third reading is an occasion to take to God our reflections or prayers on this passage. So to turn briefly to God in prayer, in sharing the thoughts, the challenges, the revelations that have come in simply listening to God's word. It can be helpful in this regard to have a piece of paper and something to write with nearby so that as you listen to the scripture, you can write down some of your impressions or some of the challenges that it lays out before you. In this way, then, when you turn to God in prayer, you have those beside you. I'm continuing in the book of Romans, which has been the focus of the last several weeks of Feasting on the Word. I'm jumping to the 10th chapter and just a very short passage out of the 10th chapter. And that's going to begin with the 6th verse and only go for 4 verses. I'll use the same 4 translations that I have typically in this discipline. So I begin with the New Revised Standard Version. I find that to be a very accurate translation based on the original language. Then I use the Message and the Living Bible as the next 2 translations, as I think that they give a flourish in their translation, which can often help in our understanding of the passage. And I conclude with the New International Version, which is very similar to the New Revised Standard Version in trying to be reflective of the original language. The only one of these this week that is a little different is going to be the Message, and that's because it doesn't always divide up as neatly as do the others as far as the verses go. And so it has a little more preceding the 6th verse that the others start right at. But it does that to help it make sense. So that's why it's just a little bit longer. So let's plunge right into this discipline of feasting on God's Word with the New Revised Standard Version of Romans chapter 10, verses 6 through 10. But the righteousness that comes from faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is, to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the abyss, that is, to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you, on your lips and in your heart. That is the word of faith that we proclaim. Because if you confess with your lips that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For one who believes with the heart, and so is justified, and one confesses with the mouth and so is saved. We turn now to our second reading from the Message of Romans 10, verses 6 through 10. The earlier revelation was intended simply to get us ready for the Messiah, who then puts everything right for those who trust him to do it. Moses wrote that anyone who insists on using the law code to live right before God soon discovers it's not so easy, every detail of life regulated by fine print. But trusting God to shape the right living in us is a different story. No precarious climb up to heaven to recruit the Messiah, no dangerous descent into hell to rescue the Messiah. So what exactly was Moses saying? The word that saves is right here, as near as the tongue in your mouth, as close as the heart in your chest. It's the word of faith that welcomes God to go to work and set things right for us. This is the core of our preaching. Say the welcoming word to God, Jesus is my master, embracing body and soul. God's work of doing in us what he did in raising Jesus from the dead. That's it. You're not doing anything. You're simply calling out to God, trusting him to do it for you. That's salvation. With your whole being, you embrace God, setting things right, and then you say it right out loud. God has set everything right between him and me. Turn to our third reading now from the Living Bible, Romans 10, verses 6 through 10. There will be 3 minutes of silence following this, where we are encouraged to turn to God in prayer. But the salvation that comes through faith says, you don't need to search the heavens to find Christ and bring him down to help you, and you don't need to go among the dead to bring Christ back to life again. For salvation that comes from trusting Christ, which is what we preach, is already within easy reach of each of us. In fact, it is as near as our own hearts and mouths. For if you tell others that with your own mouth that Jesus Christ is your Lord, and believe in your own heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is by believing in his heart that a man becomes right with God. And with his mouth, he tells others of his faith, confirming his salvation. All right, let's bring those prayers to a conclusion as we hear Romans 10, verses 6 through 10 for a final time, carrying this word into our day and into our week. But the righteousness that is by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God.